as we welcome in Dean Lester and Trent Langstaff to go through this program. How are you, Dean?
I'm well, thanks, Nads.
What do you make it today?
I think it's quite a good meeting. There's some really competitive races and some promising horses going around, so no, it looks a good day.
And the tabs at Trent Langscale. How are things, Trent?
They're good, thank you, Nadia.
And what's the betting interest been like this morning?
Well, I can understand what Dean's saying in regards to the quality of the program, because there are a fair few races where the punters, they're just not sure at the moment, Nadia, and that might be due to the fact that there's a fair bit of class in a few of them, because the punters haven't really taken to a couple of horses in particular, but there are a couple of races where the punters have honed in on a couple, and one who's actually on the second line of betting. They believe that perhaps a favourite can be beaten there at Sandown today. But look, so an interesting program there, the Twilight Start.
It does. Well, let's have a look at race number one. There aren't any scratchings to pass on here. Take us through your market, Trent.
Well, we've got a fair few fluctuations in this one, Nadia. We've got Amshell, who's still the favourite, but has drifted from $4.20 to $5 this morning. You've got Blinky O'Reilly as much as $7.50 into $5.50. Also, Mr. Moneybags has been $9.50 into $5.50 this morning. Permanito has eased from $5 to $6. You've got Ackermon, who has completely blown from $5 to $10 this morning. Neversu has been spec to the price, $23 into $10. And then you've got Fix the Date and Richmond, who are also given some sort of a chance at $10 and $12 respectively. So extremely open the first, and I wonder if that makes it any easier for Dino in regards to finding the winner there in the opening race on the card.
Dean, just having a look at the map here, most of the go-forward horses, or those who are going to be handy, seem to have drawn inside.
Yeah, I'd say so. Maybe the only one from out wider might be Yes I Do, could race handy, but I would think Ackermon wouldn't be that far away. Hermanito, Blinky O'Reilly drawn a better gate, and Fix the Date drawn a better gate. They come through the same race at Bendigo, and I think both could race a lot closer than they did in that race at Bendigo.
Exactly. Look, which way are you going here?
Oh, this is a really tough maiden, Nards, but I could have something small at the odds on number 5, Richmond, who comes through that very strong maiden back in the spring. Was well held there, but wasn't disgraced by any means, and that was a maiden that we saw Vossegeist won, but Weather With You, Villamont, the Sandown Guineas winner came through, and horses even well back in the field have performed well. So I'm going to go with Richmond, trialled recently at Werribee and looked to trial quite well. So just at the price, in a very even race, I think if you're trusting the Bendigo form line, then you've probably got to put all three runners out of that maiden in, and I thought Fix the Date might be the one at the odds here that could improve. Had to go back from a wide draw, but was closing well and made any improvement at all, and from the better draw could be an improver. Seven Amshell certainly got a good chance. He comes through that race as well, as does eight Blinky O'Reilly. They virtually went to the line in a line of three, so again, they're going to be all very competitive. But I thought five, just at the odds, represent a touch of value. 5, 12, 7 and 8.
5, 12, 7 and 8 from Dean in race number one from Sandown, a very open race. We go over then to the second. This is over 1,300 for three-year-olds, and you can take out 10, 11, 12 and also the 13.
And the market has been reshaped, Nadia, particularly with the scratchings of Pleasuring, also Splashette and Thanks Buddy. So just going on it from this morning, another flag, the favourite, just been a little bit easy, 240 to 270. You've got El Phoenix, who's been as much as 480 into 420 there on the second line of betting. Captivator, around about $4.80 or $5, is presently at $5. And then you're getting out to Last Light at $10 and Look Behind the Best of the Others there at $11. So another flag, the favourite, just a little bit easier, $2.70. There has been a tightening for El Phoenix, as much as $4.80 into $4.20.
And where does the speed come from here, Dean?
Yeah, another flag looks the likely leader from barrier 4 in the field of 9 now, Nards. I'm thinking that Last Light, Poolside, Hamilton up in distance, probably come across from out wider, and Captivators with them as well. So I think another flag leads, and then the pressure from out wider.
And is that his best winning chance going forward, the favourite?
I think so. I think he's he was beaten fair and square last start, but he ran well. He'll make his own luck, and the big track and 1,300 suits are ideally. I think he's hard to beat, and he's well enough found, and maybe that's why there's been the little drift on him this morning. Captivator's the interesting runner. He's been gelded since his last campaign. The best of his form would probably win this race. recent trial at Werribee. Would have liked to have seen him go a little bit better, but with the blinkers on here under race conditions, he's going to be very competitive nonetheless. Last Light might be the value in the race here. I just thought she didn't get a lot of galloping room when required at Terang last start, and I think drawn out, looking a big filly, looks like a real plus for her. I think she'll run well. And the really interesting runner is El Phoenix. We saw him trial back in August at Flemington in a jump out, and took a while to get going, but on the line was going quite strongly, so I can understand why he's kicking off at 1,300, and the money would suggest that he may have come up quite well. We haven't seen him recently. But, yeah, another competitive maiden, 1, 3, 8, and 4.
1, 3, 8, and 4 with the favourite. Another flag, who is currently at $2.70 with the tab. We'll look at the third race here, and this is over 1,300. The Scratchings are runners 4 and also number 7.
Opener for this race, Nadia, where you've got Shakura, the favourite, has been adrifted this morning, though, as short as $4, is presently at $4.80. The shortener has been Just Simmer, who did open $6.50 on Monday, and this morning has been $6 into 5. Buck Bay has been a notable drifter. $3.70 was available earlier this morning, now all the way out to $5.50. A bit of specking for Sky Punch, as much as 12 into 9.50 today. And then you've got a couple of $10 in Royal Effort and also Flash Cash. So Shakura, still the favourite at $4.80, but the shortener has been Just Simmer, now on the second line at $5.
And where does the speed come from, Dean?
Probably Inner Nards. I think Just Simmer and Buck Bay, barriers 2 and 4. Cutlass from barrier 1, I don't think we'll be giving up that spot. Makahu Bay, Makahu Boy, I should say, from barrier 5, won't be far away. And the main speed from out wide might come from Royal Effort from the outside draw.
Okay, what about your tips? Who do you think is the most likely winner here?
You've got 4 last start winners and 3 debutant winners, so you've got a variety of form lines here. I was most taken with the boo win of number 5, Buck Bay, at Hamilton. He showed good tactical speed, travelled well, and whilst I didn't think he had much idea what he was doing up the straight, his ears were flickering, he still did it very well and looked to have plenty in reserve. I'm surprised there is a drift on him, but maybe, again, just an evening out of the price. The one that has been specced, Sky Punch, has had 2 recent jump outs, the most recent at Balnarring last week, and looked to go very well. He did score a very good win last campaign, 2nd up, but his first up run was good also, so I think he'd be ready to go fresh. 10 Just Simmer, I don't think beat a lot on debut, but certainly the time was there, and it was a very quick time, and won well and can make it her own luck here. And Hackerack was probably the best of Good Things Beaten last start at Mornington first up. I think the bigger track and the slightly longer trip in his favour, and probably the wide draw, no disadvantage with his racing style, but it doesn't end there. This is the most open race of the day, Nards. 5, 8, 10 and 1.
So 5, 8, 10 and 1 in race number 3. We look at the fourth now. This is over 1,000 metres, a benchmark 64. The Scratchings are runners 3, 13 and also the 15.
In this race, Nadia, Holy Seal is the favourite, but has been a little bit easy in the market. Has been as short as $2.10 in the betting, whether it be Monday or yesterday. And this morning has been 2.20 out to 2.40. The firmer has been Boo Radley, who opened $4.80 on Monday and is now a clear $4 second elect. They're pretty much the only two in the market the punters have had a look at, because Nordic Empire has drifted this morning to $8. You've got Cask at 9, and then Villa Rossa heads the rest there at 11. So Holy Seal is the favourite, Nadia. Has been adrift though at $2.40. Boo Radley has been the firmer, $4.80 into a $4 second favourite.
Okay, Dean, how do you see this being run?
Yeah, well, you've got a very sharp filly in Holy Seal in barrier 4. Nordic Empire has been ridden for speed of late from barrier 9. They look clearly the two speed elements of the race. Then you've got a horse like Boo Radley from barrier 1, and Levitical's got the speed if they wanted to use it. They've been riding him fairly quiet and in trials of late, but he does have tactical speed. But yeah, certainly Holy Seal's going to be one of the front runners here.
What are you keen on?
I'm keen on Boo Radley. I thought form last time in was really solid. He didn't run a bad race, and recent trial would suggest he's come up very, very well. And I think he's a good chance of knocking off the favourite here. 6 to beat 9, Holy Seal, who we haven't seen since she ran third at Sandown back in late June. She did beat the older horses when she beat Rocket's Red Glare at Mornington, which was a really good effort for a two-year-old. So she's obviously very talented, and I think I do think one of the two will win, but I think six is certainly the better value for six from nine. Eight, Cask Resumes. He often runs very well, but he's only won one of 17. That's the worry. And five, Venator at big odds, maybe running on fresh. But six and nine, I think the market's right that they'll dominate the race, but I'm going second favourite to beat favourite. Six, nine, eight, five.
Six from nine, eight, and five in race number four. That takes us halfway through the program today from Sandown. This is Winners and RSN 927 at 29 to 11. Yes, welcome back to Winners. It's now 28 to 11. We are previewing today's program of racing at Sandown with Dean Lester and going through all of the market moves with the Tabs Trent Langscale. We're up to race number five, which is the opening leg of the quaddie today, over 1,800 metres. And Trent, this race is clear of scratchings.
Had a big change in the market here, Nadia, with Storm Harbour now back into favouritism. So mention this with Michael Felgate on Racing Pulse. Storm Harbour this morning was $5.50 and was tightening, but is now the $3.80 favourite. Whistler Bowl has drifted from $4 to $4.40. Domesticated has been another one on the drift, $4.60 to $6 this morning. Dado also at $6. And then at $13, you've got Riverina Explorer, Sea Spirit, and also Gold Artisan. I will say with Gold Artisan, a little bit of specking at a price from as much as 18 into 13, but this has been a good push, Nadia, this morning. Storm Harbour now the $3.80 favourite when $5.50 was available in the first leg of the quaddie at Sandown.
Okay, so that's a look at a bit of a move there. What does the map look like, Dean?
You've got Whistler Bowl, probably Arrowchar up in distance, Domesticated up in distance, Wildwood Court from out wider. They've got that long run down the back straight from the 1,800 metre start, but I still think those four are the ones that are most likely to roll forward in pretty reasonable speed.
It's the addition of the tongue tie, this horse today, Storm Harbour, and the market's sort of telling you early that the horse is on song to run a big race.
Yeah, and dry track, Nards, that's the key. His first two runs were on soft fives, and he was just fair. He hit two dry tracks. He was terrific at Seymour. He was brilliant at Donald. Got on the heavy ground last start, and he floundered. I think back on the dry, I think he's a really good talent, and he was a very, very generous price. He's getting into probably where he should be now, but I think he's the one to beat, Storm Harbour. Dato, I think this is his distance range, around 1,800 metres. I think he's been tried over further, and he goes okay, but I think this is his sort of trip. Speed will suit. He can run well again. Domesticated, getting fitter. It was a good, honest effort last start, and she can ride the speed here and run well. And Whistler Bowl, who's lightly raced and showing a bit of promise, won quite well last start. Dictated terms under his own steam, but probably a bit more pressure here, but can still run well. But, yeah, no, I'm very keen on Storm Harbour. 4-6-3. And five.
4-6-3 and 5. So Dean Keane on Storm Harbour, where the money's been, with tab.com.au. Look, we have a look at the next race, which is race six, and this is over 2,400 metres. So you can take out the horses down the bottom, 15, 16, 17 and 18.
Well, as opposed to the previous race, Nadia, where Storm Harbour has been a really good push, there hasn't been really one that the punters have identified here in race six. We've got $5.50 equal favourites in Michelin and Castort. Now, we've got Michelin, who's either been 5 or 5.50, and that's a similar story for Castort this morning. Grand Casino, there has been at least a Titan here from $7 into 6. The Mighty J-Rod at 7.50 causes the other galloper in single figures, but has eased from 8 to 9.50, and then you're getting out to $12 for Savaland, and then 14 or better the rest, headed by Pacino Boy. But hasn't really been much interest in this race, Nadia. The punters are keeping the powder dry. Equal favourites, $5.50, Michelin and Castor.
Okay, so that's a look at the market there. Who goes forward, Dean?
Nads, I would think that the Mighty J-Rod's going to race prominently. Aurora Miss maybe from out wider. The recent maiden winner, Franklin Lane, but there's a lot of these that like to sit midfield or worse, and I think the only pressure will be those that have drawn wide might have to press on a little bit, but doesn't look like a blinding speed, that's for sure.
All right, what do you like?
I'm going to go with Michelin. I just hope he settles. Last start, he just right in the middle stages, I thought he raced a little bit keenly and it dulled his finish. Notice they've put a cross noseband on him today, and I just hope that has the desired effect, because if it does, I think he can beat this field. I think Franklin Lane, only off a maiden win last start, but he's improving very quickly, this horse, and I think the longer trip and the bigger track are going to suit him, and at big odds he's worth including. Two, Castle Hackett. I liked his run at Kyneton last start. I thought he worked to the line well. I think he's got a chance. And the Mighty J-Rod's 2 from 2 this campaign. He's competitive. Castor, the other favourites, certainly goes in my quaddie. It's next best. But, yeah, fairly open race. 6, 9, 2, and 1.
So we go 6 from 9, 2, and 1 in race number 6. The seventh race today. This is Fillies and Mares event over 1,400. And the scratchings are runners 5. Also takeouts horses 10 and 11, Trent.
Another race here, Nadia, where according to the market, there are a fair few chances. And similar to the previous race, there hasn't really been one that the punters have honed in on here. You've got Almas Rossa, who is the $4.20 favourite. Sensationelli has been either $4.60 or $4.80 this morning and currently at $4.80. Trinity Hill and Hecto Pascal, they're both at 5. The others are in single figures, Classic Diva and Symbolism at 8. And then you've got Nicodame at 10. And, well, the outsider is Miss Magda at 23. So another race, Nadia. The punters haven't really identified one here in particular. Almas Rossa, the $4.20 favourite.
What does the map look like, Dan?
It's pretty straightforward here, Nards. I think the inside two barriers are the Speed Element, Sensation Alley and Miss Magda. They'll both be wanting to be prominent. Nicodame will probably drop in straight behind them from barrier 4. Maybe Trinity Hill will follow her across from 5. So I think it's not a hard map to read and the speed will be okay.
Okay. What do you like?
I'm hoping it's okay because I'm tipping Almas Rossa, who's going to be back a fair way, but her run last start was outstanding, and that's the form line I'm using. The race that was run here a couple of weeks ago, won by Life on the Wire, that was a high-pressure race, and she was really good to the line and just that little bit fitter, third up from a spell, really good chance for Almas Rossa. To win, to beat 3, Hector Pascal, who ran 4th in that race. She gets blinkers first time, and she's had 4 runs back from a spell, so she's ready to peak. 2, Trinity Hill comes to a different form line, but I thought ran quite well at Moonee Valley, and the bigger track and the longer trip are in her favour. And Sensation Ellie, who ran 2nd in the race behind Life on the Wire. 2nd up, stats don't read as good. You know, she hasn't placed in 4 runs, but they haven't been bad runs either, so she can certainly be in the money again. But yeah, I'm with the top 4 here and leaning Almas Ross's way. 4, 3, 2, and 1.
So 4, 3, 2, and 1 from Dean in race number 7. And now we have a look at the 8th race, which is to be run over 1,300. Trent, the scratchings are runners 5 and also the 11.
Nadia, I hope the punters have got a fair few selections in the last leg of the quaddie if they're alive going into it, because once again, the market's saying this is a pretty open affair. You've got Simply Invincible, who was an emergency, has got in the field and is presently the $5 favourite. Wasn't Me in the last sort of 20 minutes or so has tightened in from as much as $9.50 into $6. Dusty Jack has eased this morning from $4.60 now to $6.50. Perhaps take the double Richmond in the first into Dusty Jack in the last. Mr. Liberty at $8, given some sort of consideration. Sandhurst, the light, has also been specced at the price this morning, $9.50 into $8. And then you've got other chances, Sahul at $9, Tango Rock at $9.50, So Poised at $11, and then even It's a Shame Billy at $13. So really tough affair, the last, Nadia. Simply Invincible, the $5 favourite. At least there has been a shorten for It Wasn't Me, who's now on the second line of betting from as much as $9.50 into $6.
Dean, who do you think will be forward in the run?
Nards, I think the speed's out wide. I'm thinking Bon Rocket, Simply Invincible, probably come across. The likes of All About Rhythm won't be far away. Sandhurst to light out wide will show tactical speed, and So Poised to the inside it holds its spot. But yeah, Bon Rocket, Simply Invincible, I think probably get control of the speed pretty quickly, really.
Well, the market's telling us that it's a very tricky race. How have you found it?
Yeah, I'm not so sure. I think Mr. Liberty was super impressive first up at, second up at Geelong. He choked down on Ballarat Cup Day, and he was only on an 8-day backup when he went back from 1600 to 1300 and just strolled home there. And I think can measure up here. He's always been a horse of some promise, and I think he's well suited again. Number 8. I think the danger's number 14, Simply Invincible, now that he's in the field. Raced well last time in. He's had 2 trials. I love that he had a really solid trial at his most recent outing. He really hit the line hard, and I think he can run well again. First up, 9, So Poised, who finished his campaign going up for the Darwin Derby and then winning a race at the Darwin Carnival. But he's a capable galloper fresh and a winner at this distance. And Dusty Jack hasn't had much go right for him this campaign, whether it be wide draws or wet tracks. And again, he's got an awkward draw, but he is very well graded here and should be competitive. 8, 14, 9 and 2.
8 from 14, 9 and 2 in the last. Okay, Dean, what's your best Rafi Quaddie in your play of the day?
Nads, my best is Boo Radley, race 4, number 6. Can't really make Storm Harbour my value. He was $7 when I was going to do that. But I think the first, look, it's a really open race. But as I said, I think Richmond's huge odds, race 1, number 5. The Quaddy, first leg is 3, 4, 5 and 6 into 1, 2, 6, 9 and 13 into 1, 2, 3, 4 into 2, 8, 9 and 14. And play of the day, I think races 4 and 5 are the races I'm really keen on. I'm going to take a running double, race 4, number 6 and 9, into race 5, number 4, Storm Harbour.
All the best today. Good luck, Dean.
Terrific. Thanks, Nads. Dean.